Well, I would say we're starting to see exactly how disastrous the Trump presidency can be. Tweeting first and then getting the intelligence second is the worst possible strategy you could have when dealing with cyber attacks. You don't want to force the intelligence community to tip their cards and explain how they get their information, who they get their information from, when they got it. What you want to do is meet with the intelligence community, respect the hard work, the dangerous work that they do where they put their lives at risk, collect the information. And then you don't want to explain to Julian Assange, you know, the PR arm of, you know, Putin's organization, or to Putin how you're getting your information. Trump is an absolute unmitigated disaster right now. This is incredibly dangerous when it comes to cybersecurity. You never explain how you catch people. That is like a proprietary secret that you would never want Putin to understand, because then they can close those loopholes. Mm-hmm. They can close the access we have to their information. It's a disaster. I think what you want to do is you want to back your team in all things first, hear the information first, and then form an opinion. Forming opinions and then spewing them on Twitter at 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. without thinking about them or having collected the information is idiotic. Let's not sit here and try to normalize what Trump is doing. This is insane behavior. And we're sitting here trying to pretend like, oh, but he's so good at Twitter. He's so good with this, you know, negotiating on Twitter. This is not a normal negotiation. We're dealing with superpowers and information about rigging and dismantling our democracy. There is nothing normal about this. This is idiotic, dangerous behavior. Let's not sit here and try to normalize it.